Ron Fairley, Ted Sobel. Good to see you.
All right, Ted, what's up?
You're up. You were my favorite player growing up, so
we need
to talk, because I had pictures of you, number six, all over my wall, and it is so great to see you again.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's great to come back here to Dodger Stadium and take a look at this magnificent cathedral.
What about putting that uniform on? Is it magical?
You know, I've worn a lot of different uniforms over the years, but this is the one uniform I felt the most comfortable in.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did it help that you sort of grew up in the organization?
Well,
too, right?
I grew up in the organization, number one. And, of course, when the Dodgers made their move from Brooklyn, I was on the ball club, and I had a chance to play with the Dodgers. And I mean the Brooklyn Dodgers. Didn't play there, but I played with Duke and Pee-wee and Gil Hodges and Pee-wee and Erskine, Labine, Bessent, Newcomb.
Wow.
All those guys. You know, and it's kind of funny. When you talk about Pee-wee or Duke or Gil, everybody knows who they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By first name.
Yeah.
And how many teams could you do that with?
You can't do that with a lot of guys.
That's
and the thing that was interesting about those guys, they were Hall of Fame players off the field as well as on the field. That's the character that those guys had.
You know, to this day, I tell people, you have no idea how good Ron Fairley was. One of the
smoothest swings ever.
And I mean that. It was just an incredible swing.
Well, if I could run a little bit, I
might. But you didn't have to.
Well, that's not true. But yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. That's a very nice compliment.
Was there anyone specifically you were looking forward to seeing today that you hadn't seen in a long time?
Dick Trzewski, I haven't seen in
a
while. Sandy, of course, was my roommate for a while. Tommy Davis, who was a close friend of mine, and I talk to him every now and then on the phone, but it just to be able to get around the guys that wore this uniform during a time when we were pretty damn good.
You were really good. By the way, speaking of Sandy, he was your roommate.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't let any of us get to know him. What was he like as a roommate?
He was fine. I mean, you know, we had a lot of room service, and
you know, he didn't go out a lot.
Sandy was a perfectionist. I'd be waiting to go out to dinner.
Yeah,
and I'm hungry. My stomach's going roll, roll, roll. And Sandy's in shaving.
Right.
And he had one hair that was out of line, and he would go after it a little bit, and he didn't quite get it. Then he'd do it again, and
really?
Didn't quite get it. Then he finally, it had to be perfect.
Right.
And after a while, I said, "Hey, Sandy, we have reservations. We got to get there. Let's go." The hell with that piece of hair that you have hanging down there. Let's go. But I mean, that, other than that, Sandy was fine.
Yeah, he's an introvert in public, but not amongst the teammates, right?
When Sandy gets to know you a little bit, then he loosens up a little
bit.
And what an individual. There are some stories someday I'll have to tell you about the things that he did that people don't even know about, helping other players. So.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And by the way, there's one guy who's not here today that was my other favorite player, and that was Don Drysdale. And how?
Nah, Double D.
What would Don be thinking right now if he was here? Because you know how social he is.
Yeah, Don was, I think, on the other end of the scale from
Sandy.
But at the same time, I missed Don a lot. I hung around Don quite a bit. We had a lot of laughs together. And kind of interesting is that for some reason I hit better for Don than I did for Sandy.
But I seem to remember that, too.
Well, but the thing about it, Sandy didn't need much help.
That's true.
Not that Don needed some,
no.
But I did. I hit well for Don, and I look back on some of those memories that, good golly, I love playing here in L.A. and wearing that Dodger uniform.
And by the way, I got to tell you one really quick story. 1963 World Series, which is what half of this is about, right? Don's game, he wins 1-0. My father wants to, I'm at the game. I'm about 10 years old, whatever. He says, we got to leave now. We got to beat the traffic. It's the 9th inning. And I said, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'll walk home. I'm not leaving. So I'm walking down this way. You're playing right field. The last guy hits one back to the fence.
Pepitone.
Yep, Pepitone. You make the catch. I'm standing at the foul pole. I say, way to go, Ron. Ran to the car and got the heck out of here. And I'll never forget that because you were my guy. You and Don in the same game. That was what a great finish for that one, huh?
We had a game one time here, and I kept reading about, the poor Dodger pitchers. They didn't score any runs. So we had a game here one day, and we scored one run in the first inning, and I said to Don, there's your lead, now hold it. And lo and behold, the game ended up 1-0.
Oh,
and I was kidding. I said afterwards, I was kidding. And he says, I thought you were too.
That's great. But, so good to see you, Ron.
Good to see you, too.
I appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.